In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 21, verse 5 to 19, we hear of Jesus teaching his disciples not to panic when you see the signs of the end times, but rather, he wants his disciples to trust and persevere. God's signs are call, is a call to trust and persevere. The readings of the liturgy of the word since last week and this week all points to the end times, because in the liturgical calendar of the church, the calendar will end next week, and after next week will be a new liturgical calendar which starts with Advent, first Sunday of Advent. That is why the readings are towards the end times. And what will happen in the end times? The feast of next Sunday reveals to you what will happen next at the end of time. Christ the King will come. That's why next Sunday is the feast of Christ the King. Christ the King. Trust God. Trust God. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't fear. Don't tremble. Know that God is in control. Know that God is in control. Sometimes we feel that there seems to be an absence of God, especially when there are calamities, when there seems to be a prevalence of evil in society and in the world. Even disasters can sometimes be interpreted as signs of the absence of God. Calamities. I remember during the Second World War, where the Jews were almost extinct because of what the Nazis has done, and many were questioning, where was God in all this? And World War II, with so much destruction of life and property, there seems to be an absence of God. There was a philosopher by the name of Immanuel Levinas, a phenomenologist, who said in his book, Totality Infinite, or Totality and Infinity, says that tyranny is totality. And there seems to be a tyranny of evil. And there seems to be the absence of God in all this. But where is God in all this? And he answered his own question. Infinite. Infinity. God was there in suffering. God was there embracing those who are suffering. God was there walking with those who are suffering. There was a poem entitled Footprints in the Sand. It was actually a dream, and it became a song. And there was this man who had a dream that he was walking with the Lord on a beach. And then, when he was walking, there were two sets of footprints, one belonging to him and one belonging to God. And then he was allowed a flashback, a scene of his life, a flashback. And then suddenly all the scenes came to an end. When he looked back, he noticed that during the saddest and lowest times of his life, there were only one set of footprints. And he was troubled. And he asked God, Lord, you said that you will be with me and you will not leave me. And the Lord said, my precious child, I love you, and I will never leave you. During the times that you have seen one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. It was then that I carried you. Where is God? Where will be God in the seeming absence when there is so much pain, suffering, destruction, death, and sometimes the presence of so much evil in society? God is embracing us. God is lifting us. God is with us. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, there are actually two sections of that whole last part of chapter 25, 35 to 40, 36 to 45. I'm sorry, 41 to 45. On the first part, God said, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you were there." And verse 40 of chapter 25 of Matthew said, "If you have done this to the least of my brethren, you have done this to me." You have done this to me. Brothers and sisters, God is with us always. This world, this life is temporary. But those who believe in God and those who fear God, the prophet Malachi in our first reading, chapter 3, verse 20 said, "The sun of justice and his healing rays will shine on you." The sun of justice and his healing rays will shine upon you. Don't be afraid. Don't pray. God will always be there. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. The disciples, after the resurrection of Jesus, was told by Jesus, "Go to Galilee, and I will meet you there. I will meet you there." And they went to Galilee, and Jesus was there. Verse 18, he said, "All power and authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Verse 19 says, "Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And verse 20 says, "Lo, look, I will be with you, yes, until the end of time." At the end times, there is a promise. The Son of Justice will be there. God will be with us. God will be there. Christ the King will be there. Second and last point, persevere. Persevere. In moments of persecution, in moments of doubt, in moments of suffering, in moments of death, in moments of where we are down, Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. All we have to do is persevere and know, trust in God, and know that He will always be there. He will always be there. Sometimes the more we struggle, the moment we don't want to let go, the more we sink. It's like when you're trying to learn how to float. When you're learning how to float, the more you flap your hands and the more you flap your feet, the more you're going to sink. But if you just float, be still, you will float. You will float. That's exactly what God is saying. Be still and know that I'm God. There are two kinds of people. Some are sinkers, some are floaters. The sinkers are always down. The floaters wants to float. The sinkers try to pull others down, and they sink. The floaters try to pull up others and allow them to float. Sinkers are characterized by people who are always criticizing. Floaters are people who are always encouraging. Ask yourself, ask ourselves, are we sinkers or floaters? In this world, we need more people who are floaters, who will help others to be afloat. Brothers and sisters, the gospel is simply asking all of us, trust God. Persevere. In this life, there will always be persecutions. There will always be people who are going to question. Some of us are afraid to show our real color in discussions, especially when it's about religious discussions, especially about our religious convictions. Sometimes we just remain quiet. We don't want to be exposed. Why? I think the most hated, I'm not going to use hated, the most misunderstood Christian group are the Catholics. So that if sometimes we reveal that we are Catholics, we're maligned. When I travel and I wear my clerical, sometimes I can see from the looks of people that they're judging me. That I'm like many of my brothers who by their weakness have failed. Our community. And sometimes they see me as also as a pedophile. It's so sad, but that's a reality. Should I frown? Should I be angry? No. I smile with them. Smile with them. I melt them with my smile. Persevere, brothers and sisters. The last verse of our gospel today, Luke chapter 21, verse 19. By your perseverance, you will secure your life. That is why it's so important to persevere. There will be people whose message is a message of letting go, moving on, and growing on. Keep those people close to you. When you have a friend, when you have somebody who always give you encouragement and tells you to let go, move on, and grow on in your life, keep them. Things that we will see in this world may be signs of God, and maybe the signs of the coming of end times. But don't make it a problem for you. What is important is now we know that there is an end to this life, that this world and our life is temporary. Make it so that our life is meaningful and joyful. Make it so that our life is full of love charity, and compassion. We will be judged not by anything else, but we will be judged by our deeds of charity, of mercy, and compassion. That's the only question at the end of time. Did you love? Did you love? And I hope when that question is asked of us, we can say that I have loved much.